is Iglesias.
Hi, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Any late evening reports?
On the papers themselves, the Dean papers.
Yeah.
Apparently, the governor prosecutors told Sirica that the department would like to have the papers back, and Sirica was expected to move on the matter sometime next week.
Week?
So not before next week, right? So that's where that stands.
The government prosecutors seen them?
No, apparently not. See, the Justice Department made the motion, and to return the classified documents, and the government prosecutors told Judge Sirica the department would not object if he kept copies of the 9 documents and made them available to the federal grand jury. Sirica was expected to move the matter sometime next week.
We're going to wait till next week.
Yes, sir.
That's a curious damn thing, isn't it?
That's the report as of this afternoon.
Yeah.
Garments, we'll see Garment.
Yeah.
Keep pushing on that.
Yeah. It's a funny way for them to delay on a thing like that, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to get a reading
right. by Art
and Garment as to what that means.
Yeah.
Where that stands. Other than that...
How are the other things coming along?
The other things are moving about like they were earlier. The Richardson testimony is moving, I think, all right. Prosecutor's moving, all that.
Named one yet, but he's...
No, but I mean the fact that, freehand and so
right.
on. It's moving. Other than that, there's nothing really major breaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, what the hell, we just can't sit here and worry about those papers.
Heavens no, of
you
course
know,
not.
The way I figure about it is, like you and I have said, it's a... We know that this is typical of this kind of a guy, write out his case and put it in the drawer.
Yeah.
And then try to build it up.
Yeah.
So when he breaks it out, he'll get a bigger story. I think that's really the whole game here, isn't it?
I think that's the strategy, yes, sir.
Yeah.
But the thing we have to do is recognize that strategy.
Right. You think then you can't really start discrediting this fellow till then, huh?
I've talked to some members of the press corps this afternoon, and I don't think we're going to have to do too much. I think our major risk, and I may be wrong, but our major risk is moving too abruptly to discredit him. I think he's doing it himself. Hank Truitt from Newsweek was just in here, and he said, there's no question about the fact that this guy's moving in a totally self-serving way and that is tending to discredit himself. That's moving without our initiative.
I see.
So I think we should let that...
Truitt is an honest man.
Yeah, Truitt's a very honest man. People now are beginning...
They all ran his story, though, didn't they?
What do you mean?
Well, Newsweek ran his big blast last week.
Who, Dean?
Yeah.
Well, I know that's what I was talking to Truitt about.
Yeah.
And Truitt was really in there. He said, Ron, he said, I think something people are overlooking here is the national security aspects. From a positive standpoint,
yeah.
I said, you're goddamn right. And you think back to the period in 71 and so forth when documents were being stolen from the government. There was massive leaks prior to a summit and so forth. Of course there was concern about it. And he said, yeah. He said, people are tending to forget that. And he said, so that's the line.
Sure.
People are beginning to move. He said thinks that things have reached a plateau on this. And,
uh-huh.
and that people are starting to get into perhaps better perspective and thinking about other things.
Sure. Well, what the hell? We'll have to, when Henry gets back tomorrow night, you and Al will both have to hold his hand, don't you think?